It's amazing.
I could already tell the type of fun you like to have, Benjamin.
No, you juice, you'll be on the exact same type of time. Don't you say something like, keeping it juicy.
I don't condone these actions.
Voices defining a generation.
Hi. No, that's you.
Yes, that is me, Madam Vice President.
The most impactful commentary.
Can I fuck a damn dollar real quick? Glorilla shot her shot at you. You giving that any kind of action? It's 7 p.m. Friday.
That is hilarious.
Real news, real lives, the juiciest conversations.
I feel like there are more selfish people in the world today than ever before.
I think you're right, Juice. A lot of people are lacking compassion for the next and are only ever looking at what can be done for me and not what can be done for me and my community.
Milwaukee, you know what time it is.
All about the Benjamins.
Bringing you pop culture, sports, and all the trending topics.
Gen Z DL.
You already know we got to get into it.
No.
It's really juicy.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studios in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here are your award-winning hosts, Benjamin and Carrie Noni Juice.
Fresh dinner mug, yeah. Fresh dinner mug, and it's time to wake up, yeah. Yeah. Early in the morning, woo! I know somebody yawning, woo! But it's time to get the money, bro. You can't be funny about your money, yo. Early in the morning. Can I hit it in the morning? Woo! But you gotta feed them kids. It's General Juice. Y'all know what the business is. What? I said what? I said what? General Juice, y'all know what the business is. What? I said what? I said, okay.
What's up? Okay. Troop Nation, okay. And all fresh the juicy jammers out there. What's popping? Okay. And good morning, Milwaukee.
Okay.
You are now tapped into and fresh sipping on, listening to, waking up to, jamming dinner with Juice. I am your girl, Noni Juice, always fresh keeping dinner it juicy. Yeah. And you already know, I got my boy Ben jamming with me.
It's amazing.
Okay,
it's
Big amazing. Sean. And shout so out to Ricky amazing on the ones and twos so today. Amazing.
Jamming with Juice. It's what amazing it do? Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's so Thursday. Amazing.
That was a lot better than the other so days amazing this week, Ricky. I'm proud of that. It's
amazing. I'll ask your boy, but don't yell.
Got it. So we are live from the American Family Insurance Studios at the Avenue. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everybody. Shout out to our YouTube chatters. Yes, shout out to Essie, who is first in the YouTube chat today. Again, we got Not Really a City Girl in the chat. We got Willie in the chat. We got Creation Muse in the chat. We got Tyler in the chat. We got Extreme Picks in the chat. And we want you in the chat. What's this to say? Chat. No yoga mat. Chat. We want y'all in the chat, okay? So make sure y'all go to YouTube and type in 101.7 The Truth so you can watch us do the show live so you can get the full experience of jamming with Juice. And, yeah, join our YouTube family. Hit that subscribe button and join in our YouTube chat.
I ain't gonna lie. Willie Gray sound like a player-ass name.
It does, like an OG.
Yeah, OG.
From back in the day.
Yeah, he got the Gators on or something. You know
yeah
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The shades. Willie Gray. Ha ha. Your boy.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that for sure, for sure, for sure. Also, you could text in as well if you would like to participate that way at 833-212-1017. That is also our line for you guys to call in and chime in on our conversation today. Let me just say this really quick. Shout out to what Creation Muse just said in the chat. Creation Muse has said and told me and reminded me that daylight savings is this Sunday. And honestly, daylight savings, when we jump forward, oh, it's a holiday for me. It is such a holiday. And I'm going to have to figure out a way to celebrate.
Okay. So, question.
Yes.
Because myself, just like a lot of other people out there, we're jumping forward for daylight savings time. Mm-hmm. Right? So what are we saving? Do we lose an hour, gain an hour?
It's just overall called daylight savings.
Okay, but I'm
whether
asking
you jump back or move forward, it's just called daylight savings.
Nah, what the hell? That doesn't make sense. I'm asking you a question. Are we going forward, gaining an hour, or are we losing an hour?
I mean, if we go forward, you lose an hour.
Well, not really. A city girl said we gain an hour.
No, you go. No, you don't gain an hour. You go forward. You lose an hour. You gain an hour back in the fall time because it pushes itself backwards.
You're right. So now we're gonna lose an hour.
Yeah, we're gonna lose an hour because the sun's gonna be out for longer. So we're going forward.
Yeah, because the one that happens in the fall time, or whatever. I remember I was doing security, and my boss ended up having me work a whole extra hour for free. He was rubbing his hands together like, "Ooh, it's just an extra hour, but it ain't. It ain't." I said, "Damn, forget you." And it's American system that we live in.
Yeah, I hate it. Everybody be so geeked up about that extra hour. They be like, "Ooh, we get an extra hour in the club." Or no, is it? Yeah. They be like, "Ooh, we get an extra hour in the club."
Facts.
And I'm just like, bro, it's about to be cold and dark for the next like 5 months. Please go somewhere else with that nonsense.
But I can't lie though, since daylight savings is upon us, you know, and every time, you know, it's crazy. Because doing this first hour shift or whatever, it's like I get the chance to see dawn, the dusk of dawn and stuff. And it's like, oh, man, now I know that daylight savings is approaching because each and every morning I wake up, it's like it gets brighter and brighter every morning.
Yeah.
You know, but like you said before, early in the morning, 5 a.m. in the morning, it's just like super dark. But now, you know, the sun's kind of out.
Yeah, it's peeking out a little bit. The grungy hours is over with, you know?
And it makes you question, though. Like, so are we actually, is this a flat earth or is the earth round?
Why would that come to your mind?
Well, because a lot of people argue that idea. You know, are we living on a flat earth or are we living on a round
But I mean,
globe?
I guess, what does that have to do with daylight savings, I guess? What's the correlation to you?
When you think about how the sun hits the earth, some people would think that if we're on a flat surface that everybody would experience the sunlight at the same time. But other folks who believe in the globe idea, you know, kind of spins around and it's dark over here and light over there. Yeah, just an idea.
What do you believe, Benjamin?
I have my beliefs, and I'm going to save my beliefs for another rabbit hole for another day.
Got it.
You know, my rabbit hole today isn't about the globe or flat earthers. But one day I'll put it out there. Yeah, I'll figure it out. But with that being said, Juice, how would your morning start? How is it this morning for Juice World?
How is it this morning? It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. You know, I was just chilling. You know, didn't do much. Just got here.
Yeah.
I don't have much of a routine.
Really?
In the morning.
Well, like, even when you wake up out the bed. Like, okay, you wake up out the bed and you go to the bathroom. First thing you do, you know, you take care of that morning dribble.
Well, as soon as I wake up, I turn on the TV.
Immediately?
Yeah, because it's right there. It's the remote. Because I want the news, because I have my alarm set for 4:30. So the news comes on at 4:30. So I put on the news at 4:30.
That's interesting.
So I can catch like the beginning news stories that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But then I fall back asleep and then I get up at 5.
That's all right.
So
though.
I have two alarms. I have one at 4:30 that really like wakes me up, and then I turn the TV on.
That's like your practice alarm.
Yeah.
Like I'm practicing waking
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And then sometimes I might stay up. Sometimes I might go back to like accidentally fall back asleep, and then I'll get back up at like 5.
That's all right though. That's all right. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, that's kind of what my routine is too. I'll get up, you know, and I'll go out, lay on my couch for a little bit, and then little Hazel, my little rough come, you know, because she's trying to go outside and stuff. She's been waiting all night to go to the bathroom. So, you know, daddy got to take care of her and stuff. But yeah, that's how my morning goes a lot of times too. And then, you know, I'm glad I'm back on my apples and bananas though. That's definitely set me right.
Yeah, it's been treating you well.
Man, it treats me so good.
I got a banana right now.
Yeah. Oh,
do you eat these types of bananas where it look like this?
Bro, go to the YouTubes, get crazy. Why in the hell would you ask me if I eat a banana that look like that? All right, those types of bananas, after the banana has, like, you know, it's not yellow anymore, it gets the brown spots up on there, I'm really not with that.
Oh, really? You know? You don't eat it with the brown
Hell
spots?
Hell no, bro.
So what, you like it yellow? Like, just all
got,
yellow or, like,
yellow.
Got some green on it?
Well, a little green. I'll eat it if it's a little green, but I just prefer my bananas to be yellow.
Ew.
All right, when they get all brown and stuff, bro, you're not afraid of the brown spots inside?
Makes it sweeter.
Nah, bro, you see, you a 69 guy over there. You are a 69 guy. And Truth Nation, if you are 69 guys out there at 7 o'clock in the morning, make certain that you do call in at 833-212-1017.
Dang, as he said, that banana is for banana bread now.
I have a
banana bread story. Maybe I'll tell it after this phone call. Let's go to Tyrone. What's poppin', Juicy Jammer? Good morning.
All right. Great morning. Good morning. Maybe it ain't Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday, but it's Mardi Gras Panther Thursday. Let's go, Panthers. Let's get it tonight. Let's beat them. Got to keep winning.
Oh, I love it.
All right. What's up, Rick? What's up, Juicy Juice? What's up, man? Benjamin?
Hey, what's cracking with you?
All right. Rub Hazel's ears for me. Tell her I said hi.
I got you.
Get over there and get us some little beef stew squares and let her just chew on some meat there so she should be duking pretty hard now with the regular eating.
No, she chews on some good meat, some really good meat.
Okay, all right, well, that's good. I'm glad she's feeling much better. But a couple different things real quick.
Thank you, because I actually been thinking about you.
Yes, sir.
Every time I went out there to go walk my little baby Hazel, because you had told me.
Right, right.
Yeah, you had told me, you was like, you said worry about her jaw, but, you know.
Right. Take it slow, recovering slow.
Yep, the recovery is slow, but her jaw come back. And she's been chewing on her left side of her jaw where she got hit at or whatever a lot more now. I've gotten her little toys to kind of like exercise it a little bit more. So Hazel's in good spirits. She's doing
good. That's good. Glad to hear. Well, yeah, like I said, just get us some little beef squares that, you know, that you put in beef stew, beef chunks, you know.
Got you. Yeah,
and just
let
her eat a few of them just to kind of build her muscle back up and stuff. But a couple different things real quick. You know, daylight saving times, you know, it's basically just, you know, because people are working third shift, so the lights are on anyway. So, like, when people went in for the first shift this morning, well, the lights were still on. So, I mean, it's a money Ponzi, you know, just to get people, you know. I mean, the lights are on, you know, unless you got an organization that, you know,
the
lights are on late at night. So, I mean, you ain't really saving no energy because the lights is on until you, and then if you got a third shift, well, they ain't never going up. So, it's a money Ponzi, you know. You just, you know, you lose your hour of sleep, you know, when forward, fall back, then you get your hour to do whatever you want to do with it, you know, when you get back in the autumn, you know.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Tyrone, for calling
in. Yeah, let me say this real quick before I go. Blessings and prayers out to the Angie Stone family, another one of our young singers and songbirds, and the keyboardist to Chris Jasper of the Icy Brothers. I went to school with, if you're out there, Stuart Jasper, man, he was a wrestler, but we went to school together. He was in my art class over at John Marshall, man.
Oh, so that's
nice. Chris Jasper and the Jasper family and the Isley brothers and the Angie Stone family. So, all right, good morning, Milwaukee and Truth Nation. Be blessed. Have a great day, great weekend. Go Panthers. Let's get it.
Hey.
Yeah, go Panthers.
All right. Love you. Thank you.
God bless you, Tyrone.
Rest in peace to Roy Ayers. I saw he passed
Roy
away.
Roy Ayers passed away? Oh, no. Hey, when we come back, Rick, we got to play Sunshine.
I thought you knew. That's why you was listening to it this morning.
No, bro. I just happen to like that song. That's one of my favorite songs. I've cried to that song before. Oh. I actually want to remix that song. That song is so damn beautiful.
Yeah, he passed away at 84.
Oh, well, you know what? God bless him. Roy Ayers, God Calls You Home. Rest in peace. You are a great artist. Oh, man, this is devastating to me.
I swear I thought you knew because you was over there.
No!
You were scrolling on Instagram, so I'm assuming the song was playing because somebody had said, you know, rest in peace to Roy Ayers. And you was over there bobbing your little head.
I just truly just love the song. God, I truly love the song. Now I got to take the day off.
Oh.
Now I gotta take the day off. Sean, where my ADP at? I need a vacation day. I need some sick time now. Call in, text in 833-212-1017. Should Ben and Jimmy take off?
For Roy Ayers?
Yeah.
What other songs do you like?
Don't worry about that. I listened to the whole Ubiquitous album. That album changed my life. It changed my artistry. This is crazy
to
me.
I'm sorry for your loss.
This is really devastating to me right now. Yeah, this is some bad news.
Keep it together, Ben. Don't cry.
Hey, man. I'm over here trying to keep my mind together right now. But at the same time, damn, somebody that...
You ain't never mentioned this brother to me. I didn't know you cared so much.
Yeah, it was tight.
I mean, it's Roy Ayers.
He lost for words.
It is heartbreaking. You know, I think for me, sometimes when people like, you know, Roy Ayers passes away. So at the age that he did at like 84, you know, to me, I'm like, man, he lived a really long, great, impactful life. You know, that's more so how I feel it. I feel a little bit more for Andy Stone. I'm not going to lie to you because she still had a whole lot of life ahead of her. Not saying that Roy Ayers did not, but, you know. I just hope that, you know, he's resting peacefully. I'm sorry, Ben. I thought you knew, or else I would not have said it like that.
This is so messed up.
I'm sorry.
This is so messed up. But it's okay, Chief Nation. It's okay, because you know what?
I said a lot better. No, keep going.
No, because it's you know, I'm reactionary and stuff.
I get it.
So I'm damn. Well, what you just telling me this right
now? I thought you knew, fam.
No, bro,
I literally thought, because in my head, I'm like, oh, he bobbing his head over there like, I don't know.
Like, you may not did. like, damn. Now I have to go back listen to all of you be ubiquitous all over again. This album, for me personally, again, is one of Roy Ayers' most classic albums. And I forget exactly how much it sold. But when you listen to the instrumentation on this specific album, oh my God, there's so many different, so much of hip hop has actually came from that ubiquitous album. Mm-hmm. From Tyler, the Creator, to Dr. Dre, to Ice Cube, to Kendrick Lamar. Like, you need to go back and listen to the Roy Ayers' ubiquitous album and just listen to what those people were putting down on that album, like from front to back. It brings me back to a time, and that's why I actually love that album, because it brings me back to a time where, when it came down to music, it was truly about the simplicity, but how kids say today, it's the vibe, bro, it's the vibe.
Yeah.
You could truly tell that these musicians, the bandmates, were vibing out, you know, and that's how they created this project. There wasn't no, oh, we got to make a 3-minute record, or we got to make a hit song or a single. No, they just cared about taking you through a journey, and that's what I believe it's all about. The music is about taking somebody through a journey, putting being able to articulate how somebody feels through the advent of music.
Right, it didn't matter that it was long, because it was good.
Yeah, you know, it was good.
The whole thing was good. You would just be in your car and ride out to it. Those are summertime vibes for sure.
Yeah, man.
For sure, for sure. And like sunshine. You said, it's a lot more simplistic, and it just meant more.
Everybody,
you know,
loves the sunshine.
Aw, Ben.
Sunshine. I might cry today, y'all.
Dang, Ben.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? Part of the journey is the end. God bless you, Roy Ayers, and everything you put down. Same thing. Rest in peace to Andrew Stone. Man, black folks, we've been getting hit left and right this week.
Yeah.
We've been getting hit left and right.
Yeah, and the Isley Brothers guy he had mentioned, because I saw he had passed away too. I was making sure it wasn't the dude who'd be on the guitar.
Why?
Life.
Why, bro?
I know. My apologies.
Hey, you don't have to apologize for telling the truth. You know, you don't have to apologize for telling the truth. The truth is consistent, all right?
Yeah.
And ultimately, again, you know, when people do pass, we just have to be happy about, you know, the times that we did have with them.
Right. And the fact that you have the songs that you can always go back to. Like, doesn't die. The legacy of the music lives on, you know?
Yeah, very, very much.
And like you just said, you said, well, now I feel like I should sample the song, you know? So that's how you keep your legacy going, because who knows who will find that song of yours, you know, if you do remix it or sample it or whatever that it is.
I've had a verse for that Sunshine song for so long now, and I never actually recorded it, but I'm gonna have to record my verse now, put it out, and call it a day.
No, that's a fact.
Feels so good. It feels so great. Dang.
Well, switching gears just a little bit, because I was gonna mention the Oscars gold after party, but I'm gonna scratch that and just go ahead and tease y'all.
What
we got,
you didn't care about the
juicy, bro. We gotta keep it going for something juicy.
My boy,
I did not think that was gonna be like breaking news to you. I really didn't think it was gonna be breaking news to you. I almost feel like I should just be like, you know what? Let's just vibe out and roll up to Roy Ayers. And we just gonna take it out that way. That's how you make me feel. We should just take it on out, Ben.
Well, I mean, we could come back with it though. Sunshine, please play that.
Well, Truth
Your boy
Nation,
Ben Geminis.
All the juicy jammers out there.
Damn.
After after our 3-minute juice break, you already know we have to get into something juicy. And really the main juicy topic that I want to get into is the fact that talk show host and comedian Sherry Shepherd is currently under fire on social media for criticizing the outfit choices of the women on the Oscars red carpet. And it really made me think. It made me put this question together of, do we put too much pressure on celebrities to be role models to your kids? That is what I want to get into. You know, is there a line that is drawn between the art and the artist, and, you know, who the music is for and who the image is for? Do we put too much pressure on these artists today in order to be someone that the kids should look up to? That's what we're going to get into after our 3-minute juice break. So make sure you guys don't go anywhere. Rest in peace to Roy Ayers, man. And keep it locked. It's Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
You know, we had to put this one on. Well, you know, Benjamin requested it, but it makes sense for today. Rest in peace to Roy Ayers, passed away at 84 years old. And this is a classic, you know. And like I said, he will live on. The song will live on. It lives through you, Ben, and everybody else who appreciates it. And I'm glad that we got to experience it, you know. All of this is an experience, so I'm glad that we got to experience it. But right now, you guys, I think it's time for us to get into something juicy.
How juicy is it?
Breaking news. Keep it juicy.
I eat that up. Gay man even know a way to a man's heart. So how come these women are so
Okay, so first things first, I want to say shout out to Giannis. Giannis joins the NBA 20,000 point club. He is the 52nd player to reach a career of 20,000 points, y'all. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It definitely is crazy. So yesterday, the Bucks were at home, and they faced off against Dallas Mavericks, which Dallas got a whole lot of stuff going on with them, okay? I had mentioned it in my video yesterday on Instagram, but the fact that Luka left, he went to the Lakers, then AD, he got injured, and he came over, and he's gone, and now Kyrie, he over here tore his ACL, and he's out for the year. It's a lot going on with Dallas right now, but the Bucks were able to win and defeat them yesterday to 137-107. He scored 32 points, bringing his career total to over 20,000 points. I think he's at like 20,010 currently right now, becoming the 52nd player to reach 20,000. The only players to get to the 20,000 point mark at a younger age were LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Jordan. So shout out to Giannis for completing that. You know, and I feel like Giannis really is the top player in the league right now. Like, tell me who's better. Like, please give me somebody who's better in y'all opinion, because I think Giannis got it, but I don't think he gets the respect that he truly deserves for it.
Well, I think at the end of the day, Giannis does have it. I think Giannis is the best basketball player of our generation. I think
our generation?
Yeah, of our generation. I'm just going to say that the fact that LeBron James is still in the game.
Okay.
He still is going to get more love and praise than the Giannis. Like, if LeBron wasn't around anymore, I think people would be looking at Giannis a lot more closer. But because the eye is on LeBron, Giannis isn't going to get all that praise.
Honestly, yet. I think it's because he's foreign. He's not from here. And so,
everybody,
you know,
love Luka.
Yeah, but Luka's a little bit different. I don't think they will.
And Giannis Milwaukee,
even the fact of people are having the conversations of, oh, Anthony Edwards, you're like the face of the NBA. That he came in way later than like a Luka or a Giannis did, but he's being looked at as the face because they want an American, you know, face, somebody who's from here. Because we do have a lot of foreign players in the league.
That's true.
You know, that's becoming way more popular than it was before back in the day.
Well, it's interesting because a little birdie told us once before that politics plays a heavy role in the players the NBA decides to pick.
Mm. You know? To be the face?
To be the face or just even have the player. Like, imagine how much better our relationship got with Greece because we got the Greek freak.
Oh, I know what you're trying to say.
So,
got it. Yeah,
like
yeah. Relationships. I'm so over it. But no, shout out to Giannis for real, man. And I hope that you get your just due because sometimes them refs, they be cheating you, fam. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. I be watching and I be like, why was that not a foul? But you're going to foul on another person just because they smaller. Like, come on now. But, yeah, Giannis is up there. He's doing the daggone thing. And shout out to him for being able to do that, especially here in Milwaukee. Like, he has done so much for this city just by being a great player. And a lot of money has come to this city just from him being a great player and an outstanding dude. So Giannis gets everything, okay? And I can't wait for his statue to go up in front of Visor because he deserves all of it. Yeah.
You think he want to be idolized like that?
Yeah. Why would he not? To have a statue in front of Pfizer?
Would you want a statue in front of Pfizer?
Why not?
Okay.
And yeah, he should, and I should. You should. We all should. The truth should.
I don't want no statues. Y'all need no statue of me. I just want people to pass down my story.
Okay.
Do me that favor. Pass my story down. Watch me back on YouTube when I'm dead.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, you guys, this news broke yesterday, but we were not on the air when it did. So I want to make sure I bring it up because I don't know how I feel about it. And it's making me feel like I need to pick a different profession because clearly I'm not making enough money. Benjamin, have you heard how much this new NPS superintendent is going to make for her salary?
How much?
I want you to guess. Just take a wild guess.
$250,000. Yeah.
You're close. Not actually, not that close.
Is
one
it higher,
more guess.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than $250,000.
Just another guess.
God. Okay. They don't even deserve no more than that.
Hey, guess.
They don't deserve no more than $250,000.
Bro, guess. Just one more guess.
I'm just going with the $300,000.
More.
God. Oh, no. Where's our taxes going?
Bro.
Oh, nah. Nah,
so,
bro.
So, Brenda Caselius is going to be making a base annual salary of $320,000.
$320,000.
Starting,
that's not including bonuses.
But wait. That's what I'm going to say. Starting July 1st. That is when she... Because originally she was supposed to start July 1st. Now they're having her start on March 15th. So from March 15th until July 1st, guess how much she's going to make?
Let's see if I'm doing the math. It's somewhere about like, that's at least $150,000.
A little less than that. Okay. It's $80,000.
Oh,
so she's going to get $80,000 for working between March 15th until July 1st. And then she's going to be making $320,000 starting July 1st, totaling $400,000 for her first 15 months.
Hmm.
I'm in the wrong profession. I'm doing it all wrong. They said this amount exceeds the combined salaries of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson,
yep,
who earns $169,000, and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, whose salary is $165,000. And I just want to know why she making so much. Like, why are superintendents making so much? Why are they making so much money? I'm not understanding that. Now, they did a little bit of research here on WISN, and they said Albuquerque Public Schools in New Mexico is a district with around 70,000 students, just like Milwaukee, and their superintendent makes $295,000. Whitefish Bay School District has fewer than 3,000 students, and their superintendent had a salary of $212, roughly around $212,000. I'm just trying to understand why these people are getting paid so much. It also goes on to say here that college football head coaches' salaries are out of this world. So the University of Wisconsin's football coach, Luke Fickell, can you guess what his salary is? Just take a wild guess.
$175,000.
Oh, no.
Higher?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He's in the millions.
How, Sway?
His salary is $7,725,000.
What?
To be the University of Wisconsin football coach.
You know what? Actually, never mind. Let me take that back. That makes sense. Ever since they started paying out the college teammates or whatever, mm-hmm. it definitely does make sense. I mean,
they said much of his salary is paid for by university donors. But Casilius, a lot of that is coming from the taxpayers. And I'm just trying to understand why. Like, why? How are you getting paid more than the governor and the mayor?
That's true.
I get it's a really big district, but I don't know how I feel about that. Listen, eyes are going to be on Miss Brenda here. You're starting soon. And, you know, I'm going to try to give her the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to let's see what she does for the remainder of the school year. She says a lot of her priorities right now is to, you know, make sure the school resource officers are getting started and implemented. And she said she also wants to focus on like the lead issue that's going on in the schools. And she also said she has concerns about the quality of school lunches because the students have said that they are concerned about that. So she said she wants to reach out to some of her colleagues nationally who have really great school lunch programs. And she said she wants to get busy on that. So, I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt. I really am. I still think that that's a lot of money for somebody to make, especially for the way our district is going right now. They said Keith Posey was making $302,000 annually, and yeah. We are in a crackpot right now when it comes to MPS, the district of MPS. So that needs to be lowered if results aren't coming from it. Man, I'm just being honest with you with that.
As the Jermaine Cole had once said, yeah, I pay taxes, so much taxes, it don't make sense. Where do my dollars go? See, lately, I ain't been convinced. They say my dollars supposed to go build roads and schools, but my boys barely graduate. They ain't got the tools. Maybe because the tax dollars I make sure I send get spent hiring some teachers that don't look like them, and the curriculum be tricking them. The dollars I spend got us learning about the heroes with the whitest of skin. One thing about the men that's controlling the pen to write history, they always seem to white out their sins. Maybe we'll never see a black man in the White House again. I'll write a check to the IRS. Maybe my pockets get slim. Like, for real, do I even have a say about where my money is going? We pay taxes, but we don't even know where our tax money really be going. You know, like, I should at least from an app on my phone, I should be able to say, you know what, this is where my taxes is finna go. And I know it's going to that particular spot. Some of these people, again, when it comes down to the Casilius lady, look, how about first she does, first she does a good job her first year at her job or
that's
whatever.
That's what I think.
You know, and then we go ahead. And then go up. Because how you get making more money than the mayor, making more money than the governor? And then our education here in Wisconsin, kids, isn't all too swell. All right? So we need to figure something else out. We need to figure out a way to get our power back, man. And maybe we can do it all from an app.
From an app?
Yeah, from an app, man. Figure out exactly where your dollars are going. Because I think the power needs to go back to the people, man. The power has to go back to the people. We got too many of these government officials or too many elected officials who are able to control our dollars by basically implementing different taxes on different situations and just saying that they need it.
Yeah.
You know, not in my pocket, just like that.
All the referendums and stuff that we don't have
in
our ballots.
Boycott,
like,
man.
I'm over it. But I want to see some results now. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, like I said, and see what she's able to do. But if not, something got to shake.
We need a boycott. Right? We need another Boston Tea Party.
The schools? Oh. Okay, well, moving right along.
That's another conversation.
To who it is. For the last thing that I will mention for something juicy,
even
got to
say about where it's going.
Huh?
No, nothing.
Were you still rapping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's real, though. Like, we have no say in where our money going, except we're supposed to just trust that the government's spending it right. Like, that's why we got Doge right now. Or Doge is, you know.
I don't think they care about our trust.
What, the government doesn't care about our trust?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't think that they're like, oh, the people are trusting us to do something right with this money. Like, I don't think they look at it like that at all.
I think they care for our trust in order to abuse our trust. You know what I'm saying? Because first off, to be a citizen in a country, you have to trust in the government. You have to trust in the government. And what I mean by that, the government needs you to trust in it. Because without that, then their whole entire system
crumbles. Bro, but we don't, though. And they know that we don't. Like, don't nobody trust the government right now. Tell me somebody who might not be, or who's not like a conservative or Republican, who actually trusts the government right now.
Man, there's some folks.
Please
out there.
Tell me who truly does trust the government.
Everybody who was in that chamber yesterday, what, the State of Union address?
But that's what I said. Republican that's folks. What I said. People who are not like, who didn't vote for these people, who truly trust the government right now.
I feel that.
Like,
feel
we it. Don't. And I don't think they care about that at all. They don't want to address that.
Do I even have a say about where it's going? Some older dude told me to start voting. I said democracy
all right,
is too freaking slow.
Moving along, because Benjamin's just gonna keep rapping if I don't stop him.
If I'm giving all this hard-earned bread, I want to know.
Last Friday, the long-awaited installment in the comedy franchise is officially in the works, according to Mike Epps. He dropped that bomb on The Breakfast Club, pretty much saying that he talked to Ice Cube. And Ice Cube said the project is finally pushing through, and he said it is a finish, it's a done deal. And he thanked Ice Cube for everything, you know, putting a lot of people on and stuff like that. And so Mike Epps is down to come back. I think Cat Williams is down to come back. And they're going to put some new faces in there. Like, DC Young Fly definitely has to be in there because he is one of the OG comedians as far as, like, social media-wise when it comes to skits and things like that. He deserves to be in there for sure. But they aren't sure if Chris Tucker is going to come back or not, but they are inviting him to. And I think maybe they could make a role for him, like a pastor or something, because they said he left because of his religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. So maybe if they make a role for him as, like, you know, Smokey is now leading the people, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the script will look like, but hopefully it is good, because, you know, usually it's hard to make a franchise, like, you on the fourth one, it's hard to make that thing, you know, still rock.
I
like how the classics
trash.
It might be trash.
I'm gonna still watch it though.
I'm gonna watch it. Hopefully it's in the movie theaters. You
y'all
know,
so
I have
damn
faith.
Disrespectful. Y'all so damn disrespectful.
How disrespectful.
First off, how you gonna say that a franchise that has put so much money in people's pockets, impacted culture time and time and time after again, that you're gonna say the fourth one gonna be trash?
I didn't say it will be. I'm saying I hope it is not. Because it's hard to continuously make outstanding classic movies. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
Bad Boys didn't do it the right way, in
Bad
my opinion.
Bad Boys actually did a great job. 3 and 4 were great. Those are great movies.
Not classics.
You got a classic takes time.
Friday
won a classic off the bat.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, ain't nobody going back to that Bad Boys right now. The most recent one.
I went back to it, watched it on Netflix.
Good for you. But what I'm saying is, it's not a cult classic.
You got a cult classic, take time for culture to build up around it.
Ain't nobody talking about it.
It takes time.
What I'm saying is, it's going to be forgotten. I'm saying it's going to be forgotten. Yeah, it was good for the time, but I think it's something that was going to be forgotten. I'm sorry.
Okay, but when it comes down to this Friday movie, I'll say this. I think that the perfect plot for them, especially since we did lose Pops. Pops passed away in real time, in real life. I think it'd be dope if they did like a funeral type idea.
Yeah, I think I heard you and Tori mention that.
Yeah, that you should do a funeral type idea. Chris Tucker plays the pastor, you know, and hey, Craig, I'm sorry about your pops, man. Woo, he really looked out for us back in the day. Whatever, you know. But I could see that being a thing. And then I would just love to see all the other infamous characters from the Friday franchise pop up, whether it's, you know, the Cat Williams. I feel like since he's so hot,
Nia
he has
Long
to pop
has
up.
To come
Nia
back.
Long.
Debo died, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, Debo did pass away. You know, so I would just love to see all the beloved characters from Friday come back in this last Friday, man. And the fact that they're all are older in real life, hopefully they end up even mending some of their feuds, you know what I'm saying, and teaching people how to, again, you know, be grown men and put down a beast, because those beasts was when they were children, you know, now they've grown up, grown older, got families more than likely, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was something juicy, y'all. That was the something juicy. Now, when we come back after our 3-minute juice break, we're going to get into Sherry Shepherd, because she is currently being criticized on social media for criticizing the outfit choices on the red carpet. And I'm trying to figure out, do y'all think Megan Thee Stallion and Megan Fox and Zoe Kravitz, are they role models for kids? You know, was that kind? Is this conversation warranted for Sherry Shepherd to be having on her talk show, pretty much saying like, hey, these influencers, they got to watch what they wear. 833-212-1017. Keep it locked, y'all. It's Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
You are listening to Jamming with Juice. Shout out Ricky on the ones and twos playing that Angie Stone. Man, that was sad. But welcome back, you guys. So right now we are about to talk about Sherry Shepherd. Very briefly, I'm going to give you guys the story here about why she's being criticized for her disapproval of the outfits from the Oscars on Sunday night. So Sherry Shepherd, she has a show, if you guys do not know, she has a talk show. And on her show, she talked about her disapproval of the revealing outfits at this year's Oscars and red carpet. So she criticized Julia Fox, she criticized Megan Thee Stallion, and other celebrities for their bold fashion choices at the 2025 Vanity Fair Oscar party. She described the revealing outfits on the red carpet as almost too much to show on daytime television, and she specifically criticized Julia Fox, who wore a sheer dress that barely covered her body, calling it really bad and mentioning that it left little to the imagination. Sherry also criticized Zoe Kravitz's revealing black dress with a sheer heart cut out on her hips, saying it exposed her butt crack and left little to the imagination. That's something that she keeps saying about these outfit choices that people are making. She also called out Megan Thee Stallion for her topless green gown, which only had matching pasties covering her chest area. And that is a look that a lot of celebrities that end up, you know, have it on the red carpet, from Tiana Taylor to Beyonce to Rihanna. I remember Rihanna wore this like all diamond sheer dress to one of these red carpets
before. I think Riri started it all. I ain't gonna front.
I mean, Lil' Kim really started it all with that revealing chest piece that she had where she would put the pasties on it.
Okay, doing the pasty is one thing, but coming out with your nipples just all the way out is a whole nother.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It wasn't the nipple, it was the titty.
Well, it was the, but I'm saying it was... But I guess Rihanna did have hers kind of just out. But the idea of like the whole pasty and just showing everything you got on except just having a pasty on, it's like that was like a Lil' Kim situation. So Sherry Shepherd shared her thoughts on the outfits, saying, "This is where I have to put my Auntie Sherry wig on. And I say this with all the love that I have. Ladies, this is not it." She expressed concern for young girls who look up to these celebrities and might try to imitate their fashion choices. She also clarified that her intention wasn't to shame anyone, but to highlight the potential harm caused by the trend of sheer clothing. She mentioned Kanye's wife Bianca Censori's controversial Grammys appearance, where she literally wore a see-through transparent-looking dress on the red carpet, had that big old coat, and then just dropped everything, and everything was just revealed. So she pointed out that Censori's outfit exposed more than just her cookie jar, but also the cakes and croissants, which I thought was really funny when I had watched her
I
say
like
that.
I like the wording.
I know. She expressed concern that Censori seemed uncomfortable in the outfit, and she ended with a reminder for celebrities to consider their influence on others, especially young viewers, when choosing such daring attire. And I kind of want to have a conversation when we return for these next few segments here, asking you guys, is this an old way of thinking, you know, feeling as though women should be more covered up and leave things to the imagination? Or, you know, should we kind of have those same traditional thoughts that we used to have when it came to just being covered up and leaving things for the imagination? What do you guys think, Truth Nation, all the Juicy Jammers? 833-212-1017. Ben, I'm going to ask you how you feel about it when we come back, because we got to take a quick little 3-minute juice break. So don't go nowhere, everybody. We're going to continue the conversation Has the idea of wearing revealing clothing, has that changed? It's 2025, and as Benjamin said, we're trying to stay alive. So should the clothes stay on or should they stay off? Keep it locked to Jam with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to Jamming with Juice as we are having this conversation talking about celebrities being looked at as role models. How far should they actually go, knowing that young kids look up to them and watch them and are influenced by them and want to emulate them? You know, should that be something that is always in the back of their mind, or should it be like, listen, I'm an adult and parents, raise your own kids? Benjamin, what you think?
You know, when it comes down to the idea of celebrities being role models for our children, I don't want to necessarily say make these celebrities role models for your children. I really put this point, this blame more so on the celebrities and anybody who has a platform, right? Anybody who understands that they have influence. So you don't necessarily even need to be a Megan Thee Stallion or a Glorilla. You could be a teacher inside of a school. You know, you have influence to sway these kids' minds to become a version of themselves. Like when it comes down to Megan Thee Stallion and the Glorillas and again the Rihannas, who get on these big platforms and major stages and decide to reveal their body, understanding that there's it's revealing clothing and there's some young girl out there watching you and feeling like this is what it takes to be a woman. I think that at the end of the day, they need to understand their platforms, understand that there are young people watching them and eventually are going to emulate them whether they know them or not. So I think it's more so about understanding your influence and how not to misuse your influence. Because influence is power. You know, if you can influence somebody to do the right thing, you could also influence them to do the wrong thing. So, you know, and I think that's kind of where our generation has become. Because we talked about it before, Juice, but like, again, you don't have to be a Megan Thee Stallion. You don't have to be a Glorilla. Shoot, you could be a Natalie Nunn from the Bad Girls Club. You know what I'm saying? And then create that kind of television. And now this type of television where you just see a bunch of grown-ass women up there fighting over whatever permeates out into the culture. And now you see a whole nother generation of women that grow up that feel like, you know, this is how a relationship is supposed to go. Or as soon as I become emotional, irate, I'm supposed to crash out immediately or throw drinks in people's faces, you know? So again, anybody out there who has influence, who has power and understands a platform that they're on, whether it's a teacher out there, somebody who's the CEO of a company, somebody who is a celebrity, understand your influence and don't misuse it, because that is powerful.
So you agree with Sherry?
I agree 100% with Sherry. Like, you definitely have to be more cognizant of what you're portraying, no matter what the contract says. You know, you have to be more cognizant of your power. I tell people each and every day on these airways, man, like the ultimate goal is to get back to heaven. You know, that's the ultimate goal. Don't get caught up in this whole reality world of I got to be a celebrity or I got to have this or I got to do this because it's cool. Don't get caught up in that. Get caught up in God. You know what I'm saying? Get caught up in realizing that at the end of the day, one of these days is going to be your last. And eventually God is going to call you home. And if you got too persuaded by if you indulge too much into these earthly things, these worldly things, then you might not make it the full way. You know,
833-212-1017. We're going to continue the conversation of do celebrities have a responsibility to consider their influence on fans, especially younger ones, when choosing their attire. All right, you guys, we got hour two coming at you in a second, so keep it locked to Jamming with Juice.